Hello to our favorite people. Bet you didn't expect us back so soon. I'm Sage Miller.
And I'm Sean Higgins. So I know we told you the 2025 Utah legislative session was over.
But now it's officially over. Once the legislature adjourns, Governor Spencer Cox has 20 days to decide if he will sign or veto a bill. And he had a lot to go through.
582 bills, to be exact. When we left you, we knew that a few vetoes were coming, but we weren't sure what they would be. Now, we know.
So we're popping back in for this quick bonus episode of State Street to tell you about the six bills Governor Cox said, nuh-uh, not happening. Want to get right into these six vetoes?
Sure. I will start. Number one, judicial amendments. This was a biggie. In fact, Cox wrote a multi-page letter to explain his veto. This is actually picking up where we left off on State Street, this tug of war between the branches of government. This bill would have given the governor the power to appoint the Chief Justice of the Utah Supreme Court, essentially aligning Utah with how it's done at the federal level for the U.S. Supreme Court. But that's not all it did. It would require that process to happen every 4 years, which is not how the federal government does it. Cox said that could make the Chief Justice beholden to the governor and legislature, and he's not down with that. That one got a veto. But we did get a cheeky little response from the legislature. They said they might overturn the veto, or they could be more heavy-handed in a future session.
Number two, elected official vacancy modifications. This bill dealt with how to handle a tie among three or more candidates in a vacancy for a municipal office. It would be up to a game of chance. A coin toss would determine the winner. But Cox says he vetoed this out of an abundance of caution because the Utah Constitution reads that the legislature shall not authorize any game of chance.
I gotta say, if I ran for city council and it was decided by a literal coin flip, I'd be pretty salty.
You know, I'm saying, he's saying we're gonna veto this so there's no legal battles in the future.
Number three, minimum basic tax rate amendments. This bill shifted around where property taxes went. Currently, some property taxes are used to fund public education. This bill would have placed property tax revenue in the general fund instead of giving it directly to schools. The intent was to give the state more budget flexibility. But opponents argued it was money washing and would have hurt public confidence.
Whoa, wait. So money laundering?
Basically. Cox didn't comment specifically on that, but he was not on board with the bill. Said it had a perception problem. So, boom, veto.
Number four, Utah-Ireland Trade Commission. Utah, like, really loves Ireland, Sean, so there was this move to create an 11-member commission. Cox had concerns that Utah was creating a precedent with Ireland, though. The state doesn't currently have any commissions for any other countries who are even bigger trade partners than Ireland.
He said, favoritism? Not in my mansion.
Exactly. Cox said the state is trying to cut down on the number of commissions it has, and this would be a step backwards. BTW, Sean, we have 400 commissions in this state.
That's a lot of commissions.
Governor said not one more.
Number five, property tax amendments. Another tax bill. Bear with us. This would have phased out what's called the circuit breaker program. That offers property tax relief for those who qualify. Those people are usually lower income and seniors.
People really called out the governor to veto this one too, including county treasurers and commissioners across the state.
Cox agreed with their concerns. While he said he appreciates the intent of the bill, it kind of misses the mark. Veto.
Number six, precious metals amendments. This bill would have allowed the state to pay contractors in gold. Gold, Sean!
So shiny.
Silver, too. Basically, it would have created a competitive process to find a vendor to make an online payment system backed with precious metals. The Gov said this seems impractical. Plus, a specific entity offered to fund the bill. So Cox said that could compromise the competitive part of the process.
And that is all for bill vetoes. There are a couple of line item vetoes on the budget, which he can do. Those are mostly just tidying things up here and there and getting rid of money earmarked for bills that didn't even pass.
There's another bill that could see the equivalent of a public veto, a referendum. Remember that highly contentious bill that bans collective bargaining for public sector unions, which the governor did sign?
And if you don't, we have an episode of State Street all about it.
Well, as expected, public sector unions are still not happy about it. So they're mobilizing to give the decision to Utah voters.
It will be a heavy lift. They have to collect roughly 140,000 signatures in just 30 days. That clock is ticking, but they are close. They say they already have around 130,000, and they're pounding the pavement to get the rest.
TBD if this referendum will actually land on the 2026 midterm ballot. In the meantime, though, we are anticipating a special session to work out the details around some election amendments. That special session would also allow lawmakers to figure out what to do with the $3.5 million it allocated for Sundance. RIP.
That does it for this bonus episode of State Street. I'm Sean Higgins.
And I'm Sage Miller. This episode was produced by Caroline Ballard and Jim Hill.
While we have you, why don't you join us for another night of politics-themed State Street trivia? That's on April 10th at Fisher Brewing in Salt Lake City at 6 p.m. Just a heads up, this is a bar, so it is a 21-plus event. You can find out more details and sign up at our website, KUER.org.
Thanks for listening, and see ya around. Number 6, Precious Metals Amendments.
My precious. My,
that's what I was thinking. My precious metals amendments.
From KUER.